This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Things happening, including a former defense secretary going after the president, saying he's a threat to the Constitution, plus the breaking news that a state autopsy shows that George Floyd tested positive for the coronavirus, and all four cops charged in the George Floyd case now, three taken into custody, and they're being held on $1 million bail. And across the land in the United States, protests continue, most peaceful, and overseas in London, outside of 10 Downing Street, which is the home of the Prime Minister, lots of protesting in other parts of the world, too, all screaming about justice for George Floyd. So let's start with the former defense secretary. This was a big surprise when, out of the blue, James Mattis decided that he was going to come forward and talk about the president, because, of course, he was asked in an interview. But he says that in looking at what is happening and some of the calls that are out there, meaning that, as he said, Donald Trump is the first president of my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people, doesn't even pretend to try. Instead, he tries to divide us. He said that in a statement, and then he went on to say that we're witnessing the consequences of 3 years of this deliberate effort. Again, this is the former defense secretary, Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, who said, we're all witnessing the consequences of the 3 years without mature leadership. We can unite without him, drawing on the strengths inherent in our civil society. This will not be easy, as the past few days have shown, but we owe it to our fellow citizens, to past generations that bled to defend our promise, and to our children. So this is significant to see what Mattis has said for a guy who pretty much is silent. He's been under a cone of silence, I guess, since he left the administration. You never heard anything from Mattis. This is a hard-as-nails guy, Marine through and through, retired Marine general, who's been pressed many, many times by many, many people to comment on things that have happened in the Trump administration, both when he was there and when he left, especially troop policies, of course, the Pentagon and other events, current events surrounding that. And he didn't want to get involved and be a contradictory voice to the troops. That's how he stood. And he said he has insisted that he said everything he wanted to say in his resignation letter, and that was it. And he didn't want to be a talking head. He didn't want to be the thorn in the side of anything that was going on with the military. But he changed his tune after what happened in Washington, D.C., when the peaceful protesters, as he said, were tear gassed. And then the call for troops to come in, and then seeing what he saw there, and he said he could no longer stand by and not say anything. You know, he had a reference to the Nazi slogan for destroying us, he said, was divide and conquer. And our American answer is, in union there is strength. We must summon that unity to surmount this crisis, confident that we are better than our politics. And that's where he stood and what he pointed to. Now, the former secretary, we know, of course, we follow the politics of who's fallen out of the administration, resigned from the cabinet, and then indirectly criticized the current defense secretary, Mark Esper's, use of the word battleship in reference to American cities, because he's saying we got to reject that kind of thinking of our cities as battle space, that our uniform military is called upon to dominate. He said at home we should use our military only when requested to do so on very, very rare occasions by state governors, and militarizing our response, as he said, as we witnessed in Washington, D.C., sets up a conflict, a false conflict, between the military and civilian society. So the entire time that I've done this show, and I always say I invite whatever camp you want to put yourself in, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, saying you're sick of it, no labels, you were this, you were that, you vote for the person or whatever the politics are, or whatever's going on that ignites you as an American. And I'll tell you, I've never had so many comments about anything. I honestly think that, except for when Osama bin Laden was killed, this is the second most comments I've gotten from what happened with Mattis. So when we go to the mailbag, I'm going to let all of you hear what so many of you had to say. And you can let it fly, too, at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact or jump on the phone lines. Is Mattis right in his thinking and what he's saying? When you have a former defense secretary, especially who's been very silent, to suddenly say that the president is trying to divide us. How do you feel about those remarks? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or again, an easy way, as I know many of you with wacky upside-down work schedules working from home prefer always to jump on the mailbag. Some of you even listening to this show in bits and pieces and getting podcast versions of it, too, or some of you listening live across this great nation, our good friends in Arizona and Portland and New Orleans and so many, many, many other places. So let me jump to this coronavirus and the coronavirus deaths. Well, because I always say this at the top, 109 people in the U.S. confirmed deaths so far, 426,000 have recovered, 1.89 million cases. Very little conversation, not none, but very little conversation about this. Most of the attention has gone toward the explosion of unrest in the nation and the nefarious people involved and who's pulling at who and what's happening and where do we come out at the end of all of this and what are the rest of our allies and enemies across the world saying. And speaking of the world, 380,000 deaths from COVID-19. 629 million cases. Coming up, I'm going to talk about the three other officers charged now in George Floyd's death. Also, the breaking news that Floyd tested positive for COVID-19 and a few other things as well. Hang with us.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Yeah, in fact, let's dig in the mailbag. We didn't have to dig very far. I mean, the mail is overflowing. It would be like a giant wave if it was physical mail, and I'd be surfing right out of the door of the mailroom. So thanks for that. Again, you can always flip your comments to me at katedelaneyradio.com. So easy. Click on contact. Want to hear from you, as I hear from so many people, a lot of you new. Thank you for finding the show and letting your thoughts be heard, including this one. Perfect, because this is brand new. Just came into the mailbag, and I was going to update this, so perfect timing on this. From Dawn, who says, wow, Kate, I just heard the story about George Floyd and the fact that he tested positive for coronavirus. Is that true? Something about the autopsy and the medical examiner uncovering that? Yes, absolutely. So this is new, that the novel coronavirus, he tested positive for it in a test that was taken after his death. That's one of the things they ran, that post-mortem nasal swab, how they would do that normally. They did it the same way. That's how they do the test. And it was found to be positive. So the chief medical examiner, Dr. Andrew Baker, said the type of test performed for the autopsy, called PCR, can show a positive result for weeks after the onset and resolution even of a clinical disease. And it most likely, because this was my first question when I saw this, most likely, they don't know for sure, but most likely reflects asymptomatic, but persistent PCR positivity from previous infection. So meaning that it played no role in his death is what they're saying. And he was unlikely, because you know that's exactly what people are going to be thinking, to be contagious. So Dawn, thanks for that. Very timely too. All right, Joe is listening to us in New Orleans. And he says, Kate, you need to come down to the Big Easy again once some of this mess clears up. Although here everybody's being really good and our cases have fallen, as you know, in Louisiana. How about the charges for all of these officers now? What a huge, huge story that has become. So many people marching and calling for that to happen. Is that power to the people? Is it the court of public opinion? Was it pressure on the Minneapolis Police Department? Hey, you could be all of it. I mean, ultimately, you say the police department, you know, it's up to the attorney general. And yes, and the district attorneys, all that kind of stuff when it washes through the legal system. And do you have enough? All of that. And it's very hard to prove. So even with these charges, this is not any kind of a layup, by the way, because remember, innocent until proven guilty. So yes, the four Minneapolis police officers now are all charged. And this goes back to George Floyd over a week ago with the charges of the fact that, you remember, his neck by then Officer Chauvin, he didn't move, he wouldn't move, and nobody moved him. Nobody tried to move him. So now there's a more serious count of second-degree murder for Chauvin, and the three other officers on the scene during his killing were charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder because they moved up his charge too. So the Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced this. He said, "I strongly believe that these developments are in the interest of justice for Mr. Floyd, his family, our community, and our state." And that announcement comes, like I said, a little more than a week after Floyd was killed in police custody in Minneapolis there on the street. And it sparked these nationwide protests and really worldwide protests. Even the Pope mentioned his name and called for accountability and the world to find love, etc. And boy, oh boy, again, I don't think we've seen the last of that. In fact, many of you are asking about that, so let's go to this next one. This is from Jack. Jack says, "Hi, Kate, listening to you in Portland. I've heard you mention Portland, so I thought, yeah, I'm going to do you the favor back and let you know that you got some people listening to you up here. When you look at the situation with these curfews and marches and really the what happened over the weekend, which was so atrocious, and some of these places boarding up and almost looking like it is hurricane season, like they're boarding up for the hurricane, but can you blame them? I mean, there has to be a call for calm. It's so sad to realize that while we're in the middle of the worst pandemic of our life and just trying to move forward with that, and so many people crippled economically, to crush small business owners and to do what has now happened in so many of these places like Philadelphia is just absolutely sickening to me. I mean, it makes me feel sick to see this. We do live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, as you have said in the past. That's what made me listen to you and your stories of being abroad and what that was like. And this is the moment of change. Listen, I am a Republican, but my friends call me Republican Light because I will vote for the person. I really do my homework, and I really try to vote for the person who I think most reflects the values. And I think we have a lot of people representing us in across the board who do not reflect the values and what the American people want to see. And frankly, I think it's a wake-up call for all of us to get more involved, to know who's doing what locally, who's doing what on the state level, and then ultimately what's happening on the national level, period, across the board. All right, touche. Amen to that. I totally agree. I say it all the time. Vote, vote, vote. Your vote matters. If more people got involved, then you might see a change, so change that maybe you want. So what has happened? On Wednesday in D.C., you had armored police with shields who formed lines on streets near the White House, blocking them off to traffic. You had videos and photos all over social media because, of course, that's where everybody gets all their information, or that's where they pop it out there. And it showed a peaceful group, though, gathering around the Capitol. The curfew is in effect 11 o'clock on Wednesday. That's the mayor said, because before that it was 7 p.m. and then they popped it up to 11. And by all accounts, everything is okay in D.C., from what I know and from going back and forth with somebody who's covering what's happened in Washington. In San Francisco, Mission High School, there you had about 10,000 people who marched toward the Hall of Justice. And across the street from Mission Dolores Park, I've been there. It's a staple of San Francisco. You see it a lot if you look at pictures of San Francisco. You had demonstrators who were social distancing. Wow. It looked like that anyway. You had people that were passing out water, and they were doing the calm thing. They were chanting George Floyd, and again, it was a very big crowd, but it was a calm crowd. Phoenix had problems over the weekend, terrible problems, and so it was the seventh day of protest there, and it was started outside of Phoenix City Hall in the early afternoon and during a Phoenix City Council meeting, and then they had another peaceful protest that was at a park where they got hundreds of people that showed up for that because they had a really hot day, 100 degrees, but the crowds were still pretty strong. What about Chicago? And this is just a glimpse of different areas, some of the bigger areas, because this is where the curfews are. And you had drawbridges lowering, restaurants reopening downtown because they're starting to do that. And, you know, effectively, they had posted police and National Guardsmen at these checkpoints, but they were removed on Wednesday morning. So there was a few scattered reports of some looting, but pretty calm otherwise. And, of course, New York, a curfew barring people from the streets citywide and non-essential cars or vehicles of any kind for, you know, from part of Manhattan from 8 o'clock to 5 p.m. imposed still to prevent the chaos that's happened there for several days in a row. And they had some peaceful protests at some well-known gathering areas, a place called Washington Square Park. And then it was announced that the three other Minneapolis police officers were going to be charged in connection to Floyd's death. And there was a huge applause and the cry out for justice, justice, justice. All right, so Bobby Mack and Nan all say Mattis needs to go. In fact, Bobby said, Mattis is a moron. If he kept his mouth shut, why all of a sudden is he jumping into the fray? If he's going to be so political, he needed to say something before. And then you had Joe and Ann who disagree and say high fives to Mad Dog Mattis for speaking the truth. He's right. Let's stick together. The president is dividing us. Tweets next.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison's office upgraded charges against the former Minneapolis police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck and charged the other three fired officers at the scene with aiding and abetting murder.
I filed an amended complaint that charges former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with murder in the second degree. Arrest warrants were issued for former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao. The charges of police officer King, Lane, and Tao with aiding and abetting murder in the second degree, a felony offense.
Quincy Mason Floyd, the son of George Floyd, spoke out at a press conference thanking prosecutors and demanding justice.
I'm happy that all officers have been arrested. My father should have not been killed like this. We deserve justice. That's all I have to say.
This is USA Radio News. Former U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein told a Senate panel on Wednesday that he was unaware of any factual problems with warrant applications he approved for FBI surveillance of President Trump's 2016 campaign officials, codename Crossfire Hurricane.
Every application that I approved appeared to be justified based on the facts it alleged.
The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing came as the panel's chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham, faces pressure to investigate the Obama officials who began the Russia probe.
The dossier was a bunch of garbage, and Papadopoulos is all over the place, not knowing he's being recorded, denying working with the Russians. Nobody's ever been prosecuted for working with the Russians. The point is, the whole concept that the campaign was colluding with the Russians, there was no there. In August 2017. Do you agree with that general statement or not?
I agree with that general statement.
Thank you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Tweeting is for the birds. And for most of America, certainly the president, that is his form of communication. So what did the pres have to say about the comments that George Mattis laid out there as far as what was going on in the country and how unpresidential, essentially, he feels the president is? And so if you didn't hear me talk about that, Mattis wrote that he never did dream the oath to preserve the Constitution, that he and other service members would be used to violate the constitutional rights of their fellow citizens, much less to provide a bizarre photo op for the elected commander-in-chief with military leadership standing alongside. So that's what I think really got under his skin and got Mattis to react, because he has always been very silent about things that happened since he left office. And remember, it was a big deal when Mattis, you know, became the Secretary of Defense back in 2017. So he's watched what's happened, and he said he's angry and appalled, and we can't be distracted by what he called a small number of lawbreakers, that the protests are defined by tens of thousands of people of conscience, who are insisting that we live up to our values as people, our values as a nation. So the president reacted, and he said this at Real Donald Trump, of course, is his handle on Twitter. He said, probably the only thing Barack Obama and I have in common is that we both had the honor of firing James Mattis, the world's most overrated general. I asked for his letter of resignation and felt great about it. His nickname was Chaos, which I didn't like, and changed it to Mad Dog. And then he said his primary strength was not military, but rather personal public relations. I gave him a new life, things to do, and battles to win. But he seldom brought home the bacon. I didn't like his leadership style or much else about him, and many others agree. Glad that he's gone. And, of course, a lot of people reacted to that tweet, many of them favorable, many of them, you know, not. That's pretty much what happens with the Prez. And in the end, when you look at any Twitter numbers, he's always going to have a lot of Twitter numbers. It's very rare to hear Mattis with these comments about the Prez. It's a major shift for a guy who, again, always maintained he would be apolitical. That's what he said. He was apolitical, as he did during his, you know, pretty much as his Marine career, which was distinguished if you go back and look at it. So that was an igniter when that came out, when Mattis came out, that he said, I can't just stand by. And that all, again, goes back really to what happened, of course, in D.C. When the protesters, you know, were doused with tear gas to clear the way for the president to go to the church, that was over the top for him, and that's, again, his reaction. All right, another thing that the president had to say, he just retweeted something, because that's another thing he does a lot, is retweets. Like, people who are familiar with Twitter, they'll like a tweet, they'll love a tweet, they'll make a comment on it, or they'll retweet it. There's a lot of tweeting going on. There's birds all over the place. And he said, great job, and this was just recently, within the last, if you're listening to me live in the last 20 minutes, he said, great job, Ted. He's talking about Ted Cruz. Country is proud of you, and that's because of this. Ted Cruz was on C-SPAN, and he said, I mean, it was just something, you know, the Senate Judiciary Committee, they were showing their review of the FBI Russia investigation, and Ted Cruz, what Rona McDaniel, who is the GOP chairwoman, put out, and she put up a clip of him on C-SPAN. Ted Cruz, she says, completely exposes how Barack Obama and Joe Biden unleashed, weaponized, and politicized the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the intelligence community to go after at the real Donald Trump. So that's just a little bit of what we saw. The White House also puts out tweets, and the president retweeted this one. The White House would be at the White House, at White House. President Donald Trump is a leader that can finally lead the change and action so many in my community have been pleading for. And that was someone named Paris Denard. She said the route to justice is long, but with President Trump, the train is moving fast. So there you go. Lots and lots of tweeting. If you go to the president's account, there's every day there is a lot of tweeting. Of course, he's known for that. He has 81 million followers. And he, you know, it always shows you the fame of someone or how powerful they are. 81 million followers, 46. That's how many he is following. All right, what else was out there that was big? Secretary Pompeo got into the fray, too. And he said, and of course he was talking about other things, but he said that his team is working hard on a phased reopening of passport agencies all across America. He said the normal process, 18 plus million passports a year, that's normally what it is. Our goal is to reach those levels again as soon as we can while keeping everybody safe. The other thing that he tweeted out was today we add 7 new sub-entities to the Cuba restricted list. We'll continue to stop the flow of money into the pockets of those who were oppress the Cuban people. 61 years of oppression and dictatorship are enough. To the Cuban people, you deserve better, and we stand with you. And, of course, you look at what his job description is, and that's mostly what he was, again, all over. About that. Okay, then there were, of course, a ton of opinions on Twitter about George Floyd and the officers being charged with aiding and abetting, and that came from all kinds of people, some of them influencers, some of them people who are newsmen or news reporters who were at a few of the protests, some of the networks that were there too as well. And then, like I said, just generally people that were you know, that were just protesting what they saw and what they thought and that kind of stuff. Like this one was from Meg I Gotcha, who she says, boy, hats off to Keith Ellison and charging the three others. That so needed to happen. That should be some relief to the Floyd family if they can find any. Which, by the way, Twitter used to be more stringent about how many words you can use, but obviously not there. Then this is something that just happened less than an hour ago. Jake Lubenhausen tweeted out, D.C. protesters are currently using a projector to spotlight what are believed to be law enforcement on the balconies. So there is this giant spotlight where the protesters are down below and they're trying to highlight them and where they are in these darkened buildings where they see them. So they're moving the spotlight and you can see them. They're moving the spotlight all over the place. And this has been viewed almost 5,000 times and shared all over the place. It is really wild to look at this video as it's unfolding. So top of the buildings, inside various, windows you can see. And then there's a big writing that's projected on the side that says, we can't breathe, we can't breathe. The other thing that was shared on Twitter a lot was, again, going back to the four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd, all of their mugshots were, and hashtag rip George Floyd, they were tweeted out all over the place again once that was announced that they were also being charged with the crime. And then there was, shots of different protesters, different protests, etc. There was, I know some of you are listening to us in Portland, Anonymous tweeted out, the entire protest is down on its knees because we're seeing that more. Hands up, filling up the Morrison Bridge in Portland, Oregon. And the hashtag that you're seeing all over the place, I can't breathe, Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, hashtags are big in following whatever somebody hashtags out. And again, looking for anything with George Floyd, that's what people are putting out there. So it's interesting. It's interesting to watch. Even Robert De Niro, the actor, put either dirty cops looking to cover loose ends or this is Ocean's 3. And there was a diamond store where they were using some kind of welding tool to get in. And then he tweeted that out and that was shared thousands of times. Is very bizarre. Like, that's why he made the reference to Ocean's 3, because it looks like, you know, they're cutting a hole in what is this fence that basically comes down in front of the diamond store. By the way, if you want to catch my Twitter, I'm starting to ramp up a lot more on Twitter, but you can find me at Kate S. Delaney, because I discovered there are thousands of Kate Delaneys. I'm just one of thousands. So at Kate S. Delaney, that's where you'll find me on Twitter. Hang with us. We're hanging out at the Man Cave coming up next. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Time to
invade the bad game.
All right, so let's all relax, take a breath, and sit back in the man cave for a second. Of course, we'd be talking about the protests. We'd be talking about the new charges. We would. We'd be talking about reaction, what you think the conversation should be about. Because, you know, even, of course, with sports now, sometimes there are sports figures who don't want to get involved. But now they are being more involved. Michael Jordan, notably one of them, because Jordan was often criticized for not getting involved in politics when he had such a big name, and still does, in Chicago, when, of course, ultimately they won six championships and he had a big microphone. But it was a different era. There wasn't Twitter. There wasn't Instagram. There wasn't TikTok and everything else and Facebook and all of that. So the opinions and what you said was out there on radio and television and in print mostly, but not like it is now. With social media, which is not giving him any kind of an excuse, because his community, all the people that rallied around him, felt like he was letting people down by often not commenting on racism that he encountered, or people he knew encountered. So after days of protests and violence involving the police officers and following the death of George Floyd, the legend did comment and joined in with other athletes and, you know, said his Twitter handle, by the way, Jumpman23, he denounced ingrained racism and violence toward people of color in the U.S. and called for action in a statement that he posted. He posted a statement where he endorsed peaceful protest against injustice. Makes sense. Demanded accountability. Makes sense. Saying the movement needs to create pressure for systematic change. Systemic change. He also expressed solidarity with the family of Floyd and the countless others who have experienced racism and injustice, he said. In the statement, he didn't go after the police, or he didn't talk about police and that kind of thing in the clash with police or whatever, but he talked about focusing on what he called, again, racial injustice and that accountability is what he said. And he put something out where he said, don't sit back and be silent. Cut a little video about that. Don't sit back. So it's interesting because, like I said, normally that's something you never saw from Jordan. They just did a 10-part series on him, and it was called The Last Dance on their 30 by 30, or ESPN put it together. And it was very, very well done, and there was all kinds of things they talked about. And they did talk about this, that with the kind of name he had, he wasn't out there, and that if that disappointed people like Jim Brown and others who thought that he should have been much more vocal. All right, what else is also going down in the world of sports? And in the world of sports, coronavirus. You know, how do you handle coronavirus? What happens with COVID-19 when sports come back? They're not going to be what we thought they were. So, for example, the NBA, they're talking about something completely different. We knew this was going to happen. I talked about this weeks ago, that one of the things that the NBA owners were on the verge of approving a plan to resume the season, but not the season like you and I would think. Instead, they're going to have 22 teams, a play-in tournament for the final seeds in each conference, and a 16-team playoff at ESPN's Wide World of Sports complex just outside of Orlando, Florida, because then they could contain that. Now, for it to happen, they have to have 3/4 owners' approval, and they think the owners will approve the plan, and we'll see if they do. And if they do, they ratify it, then they resume. And, you know, they've had all these discussions about it and feedback and, you know, everything else. So we would make that argument that, is it fair? Can we really even at this point start to argue, well, they should have been there and they would have been better if they were there? Because you look at the West, you have the Lakers and the Clippers and Denver and Utah and Oklahoma. Even Dallas sneaks in, and Houston and Memphis and Portland and New Orleans, a lot of places where we air the show, Sacramento, San Antonio, Phoenix. And then in the East, Milwaukee and Toronto and Boston, Miami, by my count, that's right, Indiana, Philly, Brooklyn, Orlando, and Washington. But there would be what I would call bubble teams that might have been there if you had had the regular season. But the if bomb, we can't drop that anymore because we all are living under the if. If I would have done this, if I would have gone here, if. And that doesn't matter. We're moving forward, right? We're growing forward. Like I always say, you have to reimagine. So they did do that. They reimagined, what can we do? What can we do to make this happen? Because the NBA suspended its season March 11th when Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19. And at least 10 NBA players tested positive. So that was it. It was about the health and safety of the players and also fans. We'll see how this tournament thing turns out. But I think it'll get people watching. Absolutely. Drew Brees. You know, I talked about the fact that Jordan took some flack for how he handled things as far as any racial injustices, what he saw or what was going on at the time when he was in the middle of playing and had an even bigger stage. You have New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees, who responded to a question about the NFL's response to players potentially kneeling once again this season to protest racial injustice and police brutality, like the whole Colin Kaepernick thing that was now way back in 2016. And Brees just decided to turn the question into a debate about patriotism and the national anthem. And he said, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America. And the reaction that he got from fellow athletes was really negative and saying, wow, that he is tone deaf and he's being ignorant. And, you know, NBA star LeBron James retweeted a snippet of the interview with Yahoo Finance and criticized Breeze for missing the point, he said, of the protest. He said, wow, man, is it still surprising at this point? Sure isn't. You literally still don't understand why Cap was kneeling on one knee. He absolutely has nothing to do with disrespect of our flag and our soldiers, men and women who keep our land free. My father-in-law was one of those. So after the comments, of course, again, they exploded and were pushed out all over the place. And you did have a lot of athletes that reacted to Drew Brees, who's popular and well-liked, like Eagles defensive back Darius Slay said, damn, Drew hurt me with that one. And then you had Richard Sherman, San Francisco 49ers defensive back, who had his own commentary and said, he's beyond lost. Guarantee you there were black men fighting alongside your grandfather, but this doesn't seem to be about that. That uncomfortable conversation you're trying to avoid by injecting military into a conversation about brutality and equality. This is something that's going to constantly come up since the Kaepernick thing in 2016 for athletes, because it's a question they're always, always going to be asked. They're going to be asked that about what, you know, would they do it? What would they do? What happens? That kind of thing. And like I said, that's not going away anytime soon. And Drew Brees is a liked guy. Now, he had plenty of people, Saints fans, Houdat Nation, came to his aid, and others saying that they stand by him. And hey, he's talking about he thinks it's separate, that the flag, etc., and you know, offering the shield from the bigger names who were saying that it was that he was just out of touch with what was with what's happening. So there was definitely, like I said, there was definitely some backlash to that. By the way, Dak Prescott donating $1 million to help bring the community together for police training and to work in the community that he's a part of. Bravo. And in Dallas, they have a forward-thinking group of people that have already been working on that. So that will just help even more, I think. And hopefully we'll see more of that in other parts of the country, and Dak says he's going to certainly help and press for that for other people to see that. All right, I'm stepping out of here. Wow, that went by fast, didn't it? Thanks so much for listening. As always, we're all in this together. Mahalo, everybody. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.